nation is in deep trouble needs special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer Phyllis Schlafly.
Most people with children or grandchildren are groaning under the cost of paying their college tuition. The cost has risen out of all proportion to other costs and far faster than inflation. Defense spending has risen only 47%, while higher education has risen 133%. The liberal answer to this is to demand that Congress vote more money for tuition subsidies and college loans. But more government spending does not help. The more taxpayers' money Congress pours into the colleges, the more the colleges raise tuition, in the belief they can just sock it to the taxpayers. The students are not any better off, but the colleges get richer so they can brag about their endowment. Secretary of Education Margaret Spellings recently set up a National Commission on the Future of Education. Her report promises more subsidies to colleges and threatens more regulations. It promotes national standards, plus compliance with a test administered to every student in the country. Accrediting agencies would be tightly regulated. The report justifies itself on the ground that literacy, math, and science scores are low and college costs too high. Of course, that's all true, but it isn't clear the scores would be any higher or tuition prices would be any lower if the Department of Education were calling the shots. Senator Chuck Schumer has introduced a bill called the Make College Affordable Act. It calls for pouring even more taxpayers' dollars into college tuition. A more appropriate title for his bill would be the Make College More Expensive Act. If Schumer were really serious about college affordability, he'd be cutting federal handouts, thus forcing colleges to do a better job of controlling costs. Tuition costs were reasonable before the government got into the funding business. As long as the government is pouring money into colleges, tuition prices are bound to rise.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Students, next time you're online, check out eagleforum.org and discover that there are other students like you who don't bow to the politically correct left-wing agenda on their campus. Hear about rallies, resources, and the annual Eagle Forum Collegians Summit in Washington. Log on to eagleforum.org. Then join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show,
the man who says ideas are like rabbits. You get a couple, learn how to handle them, and pretty soon you have a dozen.
Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Today is Friday. It is the 11th day of the month of May, and the second Sunday in May is coming up over the weekend. And second Sunday of May will be May the 13th, and it is Mother's Day. Now, I'll give you a little background on Mother's Day. I think practically every one of my listeners, at least the majority of them, got here where they are because of a mother. But anyhow, Mother's Day was held in Boston in 1872 at the suggestion of Julia Ward Howe. Now, that name might ring a bell with you because she is the author or the writer of the Battle Hymn of the Republic. It was actually Anna Jarvis, who's a daughter of a Methodist minister in Grafton, West Virginia, who made it a national event. And here's what she did. It was during the Civil War. Anne's mother organized Mother's Day work clubs to care for wounded soldiers during the Civil War, and they took care of both Union and Confederate soldiers. They raised money for medicine, inspected the milk, improved sanitation. They hired women to care for families where mothers suffered from tuberculosis. In her honor, Anna Jarvis persuaded her church to set aside the second Sunday in May, the anniversary of her mother's death, as a day to appreciate all mothers. Anna then organized all this in Philadelphia. They began a letter-writing campaign to ministers, businessmen, politicians, everybody that had any authority whatsoever, to establish a national Mother's Day holiday. So on May the 9th, 1914... President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed the first National Mother's Day as a day of public expression of love and reverence for the mothers of our country. Now, it's kind of interesting because I didn't know that Woodrow Wilson did anything right, but he did get credit for establishing the first National Mother's Day. Now, Woodrow Wilson is not one of my favorite presidents because in 1913 he allowed the Federal Reserve Act and the income tax to become law. He took the Federal Reserve Act, took the money, control of our finances, I should say, of our monetary system away from Congress, and turned it over to a bunch of private bankers is what it all amounted to, and we've been paying interest on that money ever since. And then, of course, the income tax, we know what happened there. All that happened under Woodrow Wilson's watch. But along with that, on May the 9th, 1914, President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed the very first National Mother's Day as an expression of public love and reverence for the mothers in our country. Now, yesterday I didn't have a cat story for you because we had so much going on. I just didn't have time for a cat story. But the cat stories continue to come in. And Cat lovers, you will enjoy this one. It comes from Newcastle, Indiana. It was in the Friday, April the 6th newspaper. And a cat helped spare a family from death by carbon monoxide poisoning. It jumped on the bed, meowed wildly, and anyway, Eric and Kathleen Kieslings told reporters that their 14-year-old cat, Winnie, played a crucial role in saving their lives March the 24th after a gasoline-powered water pump in their basement caused the odorless but deadly gas to build up. About 1 o'clock in the morning, Winnie began nudging Kathy's ear and meowing loudly. It was a crazy meow, almost like she was screaming. Kathy climbed out of bed and realized that she was nauseous and dizzy and couldn't awaken her husband. Paramedics found the couple's 14-year-old son unconscious on the floor near his bedroom. The Kieslings were taken from the home in oxygen masks and treated for carbon monoxide poisoning. They soon recovered, and the cat was unhurt. So, cat story for the day. Now, the cat apparently didn't eat any prepared cat food that came from China because the cat was thinking clearly, I guess. But much of the problem that we have had recently with pet food, and now we've seen it, and I haven't gone into much detail on this, but I get all of the news releases on it. It's in poultry and hog feed now. It's in fish feed. And it contains melamine. Now, I didn't pay, you know, I mean, so what? I mean, it's there. We know that the FDA is not doing its job. We know the Department of Agriculture is not doing its job. But there's not a lot to say about it other than, hey, it's here. All right, now, today I received a news release from the United States Department of Agriculture talking about this is a low risk to humans from food containing melamine. The story goes on. Now, this is an official USDA government report. There is very low risk to human health from consuming meat from hogs and chickens known to have been fed feed that contain melamine and melamine-related compounds. According to an assessment conducted by scientists from five federal agencies. Now, I'll get into this federal agency bit in just a moment or two, but these are government, supposedly people working for us, and it looks like in almost every instance, they're working against us. Just like yesterday when we talked about the Forest Service, what the Forest Service is doing, and how the Indians there in New Mexico, their forests, and I saw this, their forests are beautiful. The Indians are, and they make money on theirs. Here the government forest is just dying off, and they're not doing anything to protect it. Anyway, when we come back, according to an assessment conducted by scientists from five federal agencies, hey, it's all right to eat a little of that melanine. It won't hurt you much. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Livestock auction. And we have returned. Now, talking about this melamine, according to the United States Department of Agriculture, there's a very low risk to human health if you eat meat that comes from hogs and chickens that have been fed melamine. And this is according to government scientists. Leading scientists from five federal agencies. In the most extreme risk assessment scenario, when scientists assumed that all the solid food a person consumes in an entire day was contaminated with melamine, at the levels observed in animal feed contaminated feed, the potential of potential exposure was about 2,500 times lower than the dose considered safe. It was well below any level of public health concern. For additional information about the contaminated feed investigation, go to the government website. It says so right here. And that's www.ida.gov or www.usda.gov. Okay? When you do that, here's what the website says. This is from the USDA website. What they call the protein surveillance assignment and the safety part of the personal protective equipment they're requiring the inspectors to use when they're testing for melamine. Now, it says here, pregnant women should not perform this assignment. It also says chronic exposure may cause cancer or reproductive damage. But hey, go on and eat it. That's all right. According to the assessment conducted by scientists from five federal agencies that wore protective equipment when testing for melamine, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, the Food and Drug Administration developed a comprehensive plan to guard the nation's food supply back on September 11th or following September 11th, the 911 thing, okay? Now, it's been nearly 6 years later. The plan has languished because of a lack of official will and tight federal budgets. And when I see that tight federal budgets, it just makes me furious. Because here, we can't test the food that's coming in. We can't When it says USDA inspected, and I heard a preacher the other day talking about, you know, when you buy meat, it says USDA inspected on there, you know it's all right. They don't inspect enough of that meat to me. It's not a drop in the bucket of the meat that comes into the country that's inspected. And then they say tight federal budgets. And here the same USDA that could be that's in charge of meat inspection, spending millions and millions and multi-millions of dollars trying to buy off the states so that they will get a national animal ID system. And then they talk about tight federal budgets. Come on. People, we're the biggest bunch of dummy taxpayers that ever existed. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Online at alternativepowervideo.com.
And we're back. Our number's 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. And back to this melamine thing. I've been saving a bunch of this stuff. I don't know. I didn't think it was all that important to discuss it because we have so many more things that we can have some control over, and it looks like we have no control over this whatsoever. But workers in China now have admitted that the substance is routinely added to animal feed as a fake protein. In other words, when you put melamine in animal feed or livestock feed or human feed or whatever it happens to be, it gives it the appearance in a test, in a chemical analysis test, that there's more protein in there, and it isn't. It just shows up as protein. For years, producers of animal feed all over China have secretly supplemented their feed with a substance called melamine, a cheap additive that looks like protein in test, even though it does not provide any nutritional benefits. Many companies buy melamine scrap. They make feeds such as fish feed. That's what the general manager of the chemical company which sells melamine said. He said, "I don't know if there's a regulation on it. Probably not. No law or regulation says don't do it, so everybody does it." Now, that's coming from China now. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has ordered more than 6,000 hogs to be quarantined or slaughtered after some of the feed laced with melamine were accidentally sent to hog farms in some 8 states. In recent years, China's food safety scandals have involved everything from fake baby milk formulas and soy sauce made from human hair to instances where cuttlefish were soaked in ink to improve their color, and eels were fed contraceptive pills to make them grow long and skinny. For years, melamine has been quietly mixed into Chinese animal feed and then sold to unsuspecting livestock producers as protein-rich hog, poultry, and fish feed. Here in the Shandong Chemical Group factory, huge boiler vats are turning coal into melamine. So they make it out of coal, all right, which is then used to create plastics and fertilizer. The leftover melamine scrap, they're in about golf ball-sized chunks of white rock, is what's used then in the agricultural feeds. It just saves money if you add a little melamine scrap, said the manager of a chemical animal feed corporation. Purchase low-grade wheat, corn, soybean. This is what feed producers do. Then they mix in small portions of melamine scrap, and those chemical properties help the feed register an inflated protein level. If you add small quantities, it won't hurt the animals, says the Chinese manufacturer that produces it. Melamine will cost you about $1.20 for each protein count per ton, whereas real protein costs you about $6. In the past, melamine scrap was free, but the price has been going up in the past few years. And I might add, since they found that they could put it in cat food and send it here into the United States. Let's go to the telephones. Ed, hi, you're on the air.
Yes. FDA and USDA are downplaying the danger due to their inefficiency. I've seen in the Merck manual that research on rodents indicates that melamine produces cancer, urinary polyps, and urinary stones. Apparently, the crystals are dimelamine phosphate. Chinese middlemen advertised on the internet for anything containing melamine, and some melamine compounds are resins that are made with formaldehyde. Formaldehyde, you know. A byproduct of the breakdown of wood alcohol. I want to make one point. Remember, urinary stones would be very slow to be diagnosed. So this is a slow danger, and cause and effect just won't be able to be nailed down.
Yes, you are a chemist, are you not, Ed?
That's true, yes.
Right.
And after I got my master's degree, I did a lot of work at MU, University of Missouri, working on a doctorate, which I never got.
Okay. You know, I did some graduate work on a doctorate, and I didn't get mine either. So you and I just aren't as smart as we should
well,
be.
Well, I think both of us were politically incorrect.
Okay. Hey, appreciate the call, Ed. Let's go to Dennis in New Mexico. Hi, Dennis.
Good morning, Derry. I'm just an uneducated country boy, but I just deal in common sense. Melamine, like you say, is poisonous to animals, and for some reason the FDA lets that come into this country. Then I hear about the Chinese sending some supposedly glycerin to Panama and killing hundreds of people because it's not glycerin. Somebody changed the labels in route somehow, and it's ethylene glycol, antifreeze. You know, it's time that the American people wake up and tell the FDA to do their job and stop the Chinese from sending this poison. Don't even accept anything from those people, you know.
You see, the federal government just doesn't have the budget for that. They've got budgets for everything else. But as I mentioned before, the pharmaceutical companies has the government bought off, and they like to see us die slowly. So we'll take a lot of their drugs. Hey, thanks for the call, Dennis. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
Okay, you've been putting it off how long? A year? 2 years? Longer? You know you need to go. I'm talking about going to the dentist. What if there was a way to save up to 50% off your dental fees? Would you go? Well, there is a way. It's called the Aetna Dental Access Plan by Value Dental. Grab a pen, take down this phone number. It's 1-800-577-6185. When you go to a participating Aetna Dental Access Plan provider, you'll receive dramatic discounts on dental exams, cleanings, x-rays, fillings, crowns, and root canals. In fact, the Aetna Dental Access Plan will save you 30 to 50% on all your dental procedures. Plus, here's the best part. Now, for a limited time, you can try the Aetna Dental Access Plan free for 21 days. That's right, free for 21 days. So now you have no risk in trying the plan and no more excuses on why you can't go to the dentist. Come on, you know that dental work you've been putting off for you or someone in your family isn't going to fix itself. Try the Aetna Dental Access Plan free for 21 days. Call 1-800-577-6185. That's 1-800-577-6185. Free for 21 days. 1-800-577-6185.
Have you ever seen a soldier give ammunition to the enemy? Well, that's exactly what happens every time a kind-hearted landowner deeds their property over to the Nature Conservancy, the Sierra Club, the Conservation Department. They may think that they're doing something that is going to be good for future generations, but instead, it is so burdened with government restrictions, it's of no useful interest to anyone. So, do you know that there's a property rights organization that actually fights to protect your property rights as outlined in the Constitution? And did you know that you can gift that land or property to an organization that will actually keep it out of government hands? I'm speaking, of course, about the Paragon Foundation. They support individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and protecting your property rights. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show,
the man who says, to be old and wise, you must first be young and stupid.
Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. I'm going to change horses here. We're going to let the melamine story go for a while. Ray Cuneo is on the air. Ray, hi, what's happening with the National Animal ID System?
Well, Derry, I heard your update for giving everybody an update on what's happening in Missouri. We've been, as you covered yesterday, there's been some of us up there spending virtually every day up at the legislature. And as you pointed out yesterday in your program, accurately, overwhelmingly, the Senate on April 17th passed that our legislation prohibiting any animal ID in the state of Missouri. With a vote of 29-2, and then, of course, in the House just last week, 137-10. Here's the problem. That is going to conference here soon. It's going to a conference committee, which is participants from both the House and the Senate. The problem is we have this problem with the Ag Chairman Quinn and all of his folks backing him, which is a big agri corporation. They're trying everything desperately to kill this thing. And what he has done here, and we just learned this yesterday afternoon, And it is his option as the handler of that legislation, which is Senate Bill 156, which will be heard by the conference committee. He pulled the animal ID language out of that. In other words, there's other stuff in that bill that will be heard, but as it stands right now, 156, or the animal ID portion, is out of that. Now, having said that, the committee members can vote by a majority to put that back in, but I think the people of Missouri needs to call Speaker Rod Jetton's office and tell him, and it's within his control to get the Chairman Quinn to address this issue. The people of Missouri need to have the Speaker of the House to instruct that this language or this issue of animal ID be put back in that legislation that will be addressed by the conference committee. And Speaker Rod Jetton's office, for those of you in Missouri, is area code, telephone number is area code 573-751-5912. That's 573-751-5912. And that is the latest from Missouri. We're fighting this thing down to the last minute. We've only got this week to do it. And we have got to address this issue, have it addressed in the conference committee, which will be sometime next week. And people in Missouri, your voice has been heard thus far with this vote in the Senate, in the House. I know a lot of folks out there think that that's a done deal then on our part. It's over with. It is not. It's not done in the legislature yet. We've got to clear this thing through this conference committee. And once that's done, it goes back to the respective houses for a final vote, which is kind of a formality once it clears the conference committee, and then it goes to the governor's desk. But I can tell you, and you said it accurately yesterday, all the big commodity groups, farm organizations that are against this are doing everything they can to get their people to kill this thing in the final stages.
Yeah, see, they call themselves farm groups, and they're not farm groups at all. They're big business.
Exactly. I can't begin to tell people out there just how much of a struggle this has been, how much of a battle every day for hours and hours at the Capitol. Things change up there. It's like a roller coaster. I mean, it looks like it's going your way. You're at the top 1 minute. The next minute, things have just flipped around. And we're now, the thing is, the clock is running on us now, and this is, we're in the final stages. And we have, as you pointed out yesterday, the difference between ours and Arizona is, Arizona says, look, we prohibit, mandatory, but we support a voluntary NACE. In Missouri, we say we do not want any NACE program. Call it whatever you want, voluntary, mandatory, or whatever. And that's what we're on the verge of getting, and that is what is in the legislation that overwhelmingly passed both the Senate and the House in the last few weeks.
Okay, let me see that I've got this right.
Okay.
It's Senate Bill 156, right?
Right, right.
Okay, we need to call Rod Jetton's office.
Right.
And ask him to put the animal ID back into SB 156, and his number is 573-751-5912.
That's correct. And just have people to keep it that simple. Just say you want that animal ID addressed in that issue or in that bill number.
Ray, it's amazing to me how you and your group of people have stood up over all of this. And as I mentioned time and time again yesterday, it just proves that the people, when they're heard, and these bullheaded politicians, now they can see that the Senate voted 29-2.
Right.
The House voted 137-10.
Right.
The majority of the people that know what animal ID is all about hate the idea.
Right.
Yet the big businesses want it.
Right.
And these people are bought off, and they don't want to do what the American people want them to do. And it's not just here in Missouri; it's everywhere. When I let you go, Ray, I'm going to start talking about the real ID, because several states now have actually voted against real ID. And of course, if all 50 states would vote, say we're not going to take any part in this real ID act. Which means that the states that have voted this out, then their people, the citizens that live in those states, and there's two now, Montana and Washington, and I understand
in some instances, there's a half a dozen other states that have, but I know about Montana and Washington. Those people now are no longer American citizens because they will not be able to do things that American citizens can do. Without that real ID, they're not going to be able to get on an airplane. They're not going to be able to do any business with any government agency. They're not going to be able to get any checks cashed from the government. In other words, that would be, as far as I know, it would be Social Security checks and all government programs. Yet, if every state did this, do you realize it would shut America down, wouldn't it?
Well, that's right. And, Deering, as you and I have talked many times on many subjects over the years, it boils down to one word. I've always said this, control. I don't care whether it's land use measures, animal ID, or people, real people ID. The government wants complete control. It is big government at its biggest stage, and it is very Orwellian. It is just big government is here, and they're trying to do everything to control it. And but Missouri right now, folks, we have been a team here in Missouri, but the key players are you people out there that have let your representatives in Jefferson City know how you feel. All we are that's been going up there and spending hours and hours up there in Jefferson City in the last 3 and 4 months, days and days, all we are is your representatives up there to your elected representatives to try to educate them. And by and large, I will tell you, as the vote validates up there on both these, both the House and the Senate, the people, the representatives up there, by and large, those people understand. You can see by the vote, overwhelmingly, your representatives understand there are just some roadblocks that are being thrown in here at the last minute. And the folks that are against us, they're up against the wall. They're desperate to do anything they can. That's why we need your help out there, folks. If it's now or never here in Missouri, we've got, this is it. And we're in the final week, the final stages after 4 months of a very hard-fought battle to educate our elected officials up there. And you folks out there in Missouri have done an excellent job. You have overwhelmed, and thanks to Derry, your program, getting the word out. And we hope that people in other parts of the country are following what we're doing here in Missouri. We hope we're successful, and we hope we'd be glad to help and give you our thoughts about some of the issues we've confronted in dealing with the legislature, because it is, we have found, this is a very, very complicated subject to convince our legislators as to what's involved. And having said that, I appreciate all your help, Derry.
Okay, and we appreciate what you've done. Ray, for whatever it's worth, you've been all over the country helping other states do the same thing. Are you still with me, Ray?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Here.
You've been as far as South Dakota, if I remember right, have you not?
Oh, yeah, South Dakota and Iowa and Nebraska, and of course we were up together in Nebraska.
Right. Wonder how these other states are getting along. Do you know?
Well, I haven't really had time to follow it in depth. I mean, we know Arizona, you know, where they got legislation to validate to oppose the mandatory, but I think some of the other ones are kind of have their legislative sessions have terminated. They've been blocked. A lot of it, by and large, has been by Farm Bureau and others that have blocked legislation. Of course, you know, they'll have a chance to take it up again next year. But I will tell you, I've been working with people here recently in Tennessee, and a lot of people down there just now, they never heard of National Animal ID, except extension offices are coming out and starting to promote it. Now, I've gotten calls from people in Tennessee, and I've been working with them to get them information. And, so the battle's not done nationally, and it's not going to be done here in Missouri.
And we are out of time. Hey, thanks for the call, Ray. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Every month, it's worth the wait.
And we have returned. Now, Ray is very much concerned, and I am as well, and we all should be, about the animal ID thing. The state of Missouri would be the first state to get this thing passed where it says no to the federal government. No, period. We don't want any part of this thing. Again, the number to dial to call Rod Jetson's office is 573-751-5912. And just say, put animal ID back into Senate Bill 156. That's all it takes. Now, let me go to something that's worse than animal ID. And that's people ID. Montana and Washington have led a revolt against the Real ID Act. And now Patrick Leahy, he's senator, a Democratic senator from Vermont, is now spearheading an effort in Congress to undo the law that will require states to verify the identity of all 245 million licensed drivers and impose a common set of security features on licensed cards. Now, you say, well, you know, the thing sounds on the top like it makes sense. We need to identify all these drivers, right? Especially the illegal ones. But that's not what this is all about. This is about people control. There's going to be electronic devices in these driver's license that can keep the government informed as to where you are 100% of the time. I got a note from a listener just the other day that said there's one of their children were going overseas, and they got their new passport. And it said, anyway, that this passport has electronically sensitive something another in it, so don't bend it or fold it or put it where it can be close to heated objects. Yes, Jeff.
Just real quick, Derry, you remember on February 28th, we had Mike Aiello, and he was selling the RFID-proof wallets.
Right.
He was also offering RFID-proof passport carriers. So, it's available to you to have those things protected, as well as just your driver's license and all the credit cards and all those other things that are going to be embedded very soon.
Well, they might not be embedded. I'll tell you what, people are getting plumb upset about all of this. And like I said, Senator Patrick Leahy has now signed on to a bill to repeal the whole ID Act. It's a bill in the House. It's already attracted the support of 25 co-sponsors. Now, we're talking about senators here, so see, we've got half of them already behind this thing. The federal government would create a national identification card by mandating states to impose federal driver's licenses, so it will be a federal identification thing, something that is, first of all, unnecessary and more or less unconstitutional. Here, music. Let's take a break. We'll be right back, but it's Montana and Washington that have already passed statuses that reject the federal law. And we'll discuss it in more detail right after this.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Gold prices fell to a five-week low Thursday as funds and technical chart traders liquidated following a dollar rebound. The dollar moved higher after the Fed voiced inflation concerns. Gold closed in New York down $15.10 to $665 an ounce, while silver fell 34 cents to $13 and a penny. This is a rare buying opportunity for those with a long-term diversification strategy. I recommend buying this dip, said Craig Smith. More at SwissAmerica.com. Imagine compressing a quarter century of experience in the gold and coin markets into a brand new audio CD that discusses seven major forces driving gold, four types of gold worth owning, and six steps before you buy gold. You need to hear this new audio CD by Craig Smith. Call 877-703-2193 for this rare opportunity CD. 877-703-2193, a rare opportunity CD with Craig R. Smith.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding his special spring calf and yearling sale this coming Monday. That's May the 14th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Wendell's expecting 1,000 head with two pot loads of fancy black 8-weight steers, and they're MFA processed and no implants. They're consigned by Jim Holston. Flying W will be in with two pot loads of 5 to 6-weight crossbred heifers. Marvin and Monty Reed are selling 100 weaned calves. Hanky Farms have a 70-head string consigned, and Blanchard Farms have an offering of 50 fancy black calves. Brian High has consigned a 65-head string of calves. Other consigners include Gail Martin, Dale, David Pfeiffer, John and Denise Simons, Anthony Linhart, Miller Farms, J.R. Cardry, Ronald Murian, Jack Haley, Reed Farms, Larry Allman, Larry Bartner, and Harold Bennett. Jim and Keith Swearingen and Robert Head, over 1,000 head, will be selling this coming Monday, that's May the 14th, at the spring sale, the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
Back to this Real ID Act. The government for a long time has wanted to keep track of people. As Ray mentioned a while ago, it's all about control. It has nothing to do with safety. It has nothing to do with our health. It's all about control. And this goes way, way back. Back in the 1930s, two basic forms of identification were brought about by the federal government, a driver's license and Social Security cards. In 1935, driver's licenses were required in 39 of the 48 states. See, people didn't used to have a driver's license to drive an automobile. The Republican Party officials tried to stop fears of government control of individuals through the Social Security system. That was in 1935. In 1943, all holders of Social Security accounts received individual lifelong numbers. So we've only had those since 1943, all right? Although Social Security, as I said, began back there in the 30s, all right? In 1980, the United States Commission on Civil Rights debated whether a national ID card would violate privacy or protect citizens and legal immigrants, all right? So that was 1980. That's 25, 26 years ago. In 1986, in a bipartisan move, Congress strips Immigration Reform and Control Act of an identification system aimed to proving legal status for employment. See, they've been after us all of these years. In 1989, a Justice Department task force proposes national registration for gun owners. Attorney General Dick Thornburgh rejected the idea as a violation of constitutional rights. In 1990, Democratic Senator Daniel Patrick Monahan, he proposes a counterfeit-proof Social Security card as proof of legal residence in the United States. U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Service chief rejected the idea as intrusive. In 1993, Republican Governor Pete Wilson of California unsuccessfully proposed a national ID as an anti-illegal immigration measure. In 1996, Congress passes Illegal Immigrant Reform and Immigrant Responsibility Act, including an order to develop nationwide standards for driver's license and birth certificates. You know, I've been studying this birth certificate thing as well. It's not been that long that we've had birth certificates, all right? In the year 2001, this is following the 911 thing, Senator Dick Durbin, a Democrat from Illinois, proposed the first legislation to standardize identification credentials and link identification-related databases. In other words, in 2001, and we were discussing all of this when he was doing this on this particular program, they said, look, now here we've got to have a federal identification thing, and we're going to do it through state driver's license. That goes back to the year 2001. May 11th, 2005, the Real ID Act is signed into law by President George W. Bush. Now, here we have this Real ID Act, and we see now that states are finally beginning to wake up and say, we don't want any part of this thing. It's a mandated plan, and it's just going to impose a federal driver's license on us, and that federal driver's license is going to be required as identification. You're not going to be able, if this is to take place, you're not going to be able to board an airplane, to open a bank account. You're not going to be able to get on a train or a bus. You're not going to be able to go in a government building. You're not going to be able to receive a government check. No way, Jose, if this thing passes. And if all states would do what the state of Montana and Washington has done, it would literally shut down the government and they'd have to forget the whole thing. Anyway, we're out of time. And now may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near are far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
About the clouds if we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your